a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I know you love Perth Neighbour Stories. It's a little niche of yours.
Oh, I've just noticed that there's a continuing trend of turd neighbours in Perth, and yeah. The stories just keep coming. So
I've never been to WA.
Lean into it.
It's the one state I've never been to.
It's beautiful. Here's all you need to know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Right? They don't want to be with us. They don't like us.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is 40 minutes away. If you go to Perth, everything is 40 minutes away.
Hang on, isn't it? In Perth it's 40 minutes away, but not WA. I was going to say, because WA
is pretty big.
Yeah, massive.
And the coffees are all $9 and disgusting.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Cool.
Let's move there. Maybe not. You do bring to the table a lot of bad Perth neighbour stories. In the past, there's been people upset that the kids are affecting their dog. The neighbours, you explain it better. Go on.
Dogs in the backyard, neighbours have kids in the backyard playing in their own backyard. Stop your kids from playing in their backyard, please, because it's rolling up me dog.
Yeah.
Also, we've had a vegan Perthite sue their neighbour because they were having a barbecue.
Yeah, so. That kind of business, right?
Yeah.
Well, someone, and look, I've lived in a complex before and I know the note. You know, hey, everyone, could we make sure that we do this? Like, it's the random note that gets stuck on the wall, just informing everyone of the complex certain things.
Sure, yeah.
Guys, don't forget, don't park in this section, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff.
If you could please, if you're bringing the bins in, please make sure you put them away properly.
Kind of gear, right?
Yeah.
But this has gotten a bit out of hand because in Perth, this is in Mossman Park, which means nothing to me.
It's 40 minutes from Perth.
40 minutes from Perth, yeah. Apparently, there's this person that is listening at night to some self-help style music to try and get them to sleep and become a better person.
Okay.
You're not sure what that's about. It's kind of like this.
Wow.
Okay. You are worthy of love.
Oh.
And you are worthy of loving yourself.
Yes.
This means having forgiveness for yourself.
Yes.
And taking care of yourself first.
This guy doesn't know he's speaking to a neighbour in Perth.
No. And I have been known to listen to that kind of business.
Have you?
Yes. It doesn't work for me, personally. Because it's like there's another voice that comes in. He's lying.
He doesn't know anything. He's never met you.
No one loves you.
And that's me.
You're horrible.
And I can actually, you can order that tape. I can send that out to you for the low price of $9.99.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's always good to have the other side of the coin.
You're a POS.
Exactly. You're a big POS.
You shouldn't have done that today. Everybody hates you.
Yeah, and everyone's noticed that little mustache that's growing. No one wants to say anything.
It's only when you turn sideways and the sun glistens off it.
You've given me a compliment. Anyway. Okay, this person woke up the next day to read a note that was left on the complex wall.
So the person who's using the self-help gear wakes up the next morning, leaves their apartment and goes, oh, there's something written on the wall there.
There's an angry note.
Oh, it's an angry note.
Here the note says, just a tip.
Ooh.
Don't play your personal growth videos at max volume at night, you inconsiderate F-wit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then they've written back. Okay, and they've uploaded this and this has gone viral and that's what we're talking about. But they've written back, sincere apologies if my podcast bothered you. I'll adjust the volume and placement of my speaker. It was not anywhere near max volume, but appreciate the sound must travel and I'm sorry. And also said, I also have a tip that swearing at your neighbour isn't very nice or considerate either. Simply bringing an issue to their attention is quite enough. Peace and love. Right?
Okay.
Now, the reason this has gone viral as well is because everyone's like, you know, sitting on the fence, they're like, yeah, that's really annoying when people, you know, at night play things on loud volume. And other people are like, this person that is yelling and calling this person an F-wit is just like simmer down and stop being an absolute moron. But everyone as well, very interested to see what type of self-help guidance this person's getting because the way that they've responded to being called an F-wit.
Woosa.
Very like peace and love. And they're like, man, these self-help things are really working.
I'll have whatever she's
having. Yeah, that kind of is.
Yeah. Now, podcasts will cut through, though, you know, as opposed to music where it's like just like background noise, little podcast.
Yours definitely do, out in Lara. I've heard things.
Oh, really?
Mm.
All right.
You're a great man.
Everybody hates you. No one likes you. Yes, they are looking at you.
Yeah.
In your ugly head.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to Birmingham for this one, mate. A 50s behaving badly. 50-something's behaving badly.
Ah, nice.
I know you love an APIA concert.
I do. You know me. I can't wait to be considered for APIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a band called Monster Truck?
No.
Such a creative name. If you think, my name is Kid, it's a bit of that kind of, a lot of denim, those wide brim hats,
yes.
Film clips that are mine.
Okay.
This is them doing Don't Tell Me How to Live.
Okay, I don't mind that vibe.
It's like leather jackets with denim vests over them, that kind of, everybody's got long hair and a long beard.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost ZZ Top-ish.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, I'm just getting the vibe there, right? So just giving you a bit of an idea of, imagine you're seeing them at the O2 Academy in Birmingham, not the O2 Arena, different thing.
Okay, right? Different.
O2
have
Arena.
I got my fold-out chair? Do
no,
I have?
No, oh, so he's okay. So this is for scale. O2 Arena, 100,000 people.
Yes.
O2 Academy, 3,500 people.
Okay, cool.
Right, so it's more of a smaller
footy ground, local
concert.
Footy ground.
No, it's not an outdoor venue. It's a concert venue.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right. We're here now.
There's a roof and walls and lights.
Okay,
and
I get it now.
Thing. Right.
Theatre.
Lots
space.
Of stand, not really sitting space. It's a standing room.
Well, why would you want to sit when that music's playing?
It's like Festival Hall, I imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know what the capacity of Festival is, 5,000, something like that. Anyway. We got there. Those guys are doing a concert, Monster Truck. Everybody's there. Everybody's like move and sway and whatever.
Yeah. Boots good.
Andrew Ridley, who's 56, has ended up in court because he's done something awful.
Oh,
he's charged with GBH, which is also known as grievous bodily harm.
Oh, I thought you meant...
No, not the drug.
Drug.
Of course you're
They're getting on G.
Because he's been quite awful to Mark Stevens. Mark was there with his mates watching the concert.
Yeah.
Watching the band. Andrew's tapped him on the shoulder and gone, excuse me, I'm struggling to see the band because the lights are reflecting off your bald nut.
Really?
So Andrew, also balding.
Yeah.
Both guys. Balding.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a picture of Mark. I imagine he's that shiny type of bald.
Okay, yeah.
Like Nathan from Snails.
Yeah, Nathan is shiny bald.
Yeah, whereas I'm more of the just
bald.
Too lazy to try and get it that short. Mm. Also, I don't know. I don't reckon I think I need a little bit of the fuzz.
Yeah, a bit of matte peach.
I think if I was a shiny bald guy, it wouldn't look right.
Yeah, I agree.
I look like a thumb as it is.
You don't look like a thumb.
Anyway, this is not about me, but it's also good news, like a good warning for me.
Mm.
Because once Andrew had tapped Mark on the shoulder and said, I can't see the band because the lights are shining off your head and you're standing in front of me.
Yeah.
Mark turned around and went, ooh, that's your problem, not my problem, move.
Yeah.
And Andrew didn't like that, so he flogged him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he punched him in the face, and when Mark hit the ground, he got on him and kept punching. So it was...
Okay,
it was,
there's some anger issues.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
Yeah.
The two of them are going at each other. Because of the lights shining off his head at the gig.
God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things you could do to pee someone off at a concert, it's your bald nut.
Don't buff the nut. That's the tip. If you're
Absolutely.
Going out, don't buff the nut.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, so controversy swirling around the AFL world this week. RE vis-a-vis Alistair Clarkson.
Yes. Now, I'm just intrigued as to whether or not your scoop, your mail on Alistair Clarkson is like some journalists in the AFL, which is just, what's an idea I can just pluck from outer space and just completely make up and present it as fact or near fact, or it's actually fact.
Who do you hate more, those guys or the guys that take that gear and then... repeat it and then turn it into something.
And spiral it into some sort of story and you start finding yourself commenting on stuff that you know is completely made up.
Fabricated.
Yeah, they frustrate me.
Okay, because I might be the second guy.
Ah,
okay.
Gotcha.
So So just say people are across it. Yesterday, the Roos wanted some sort of indication from Alistair Clarkson as to whether he would be
accepting their offer. Yeah. And I think suggested a deadline that may have shifted a little bit, but they want an answer pretty soon, yes.
So he's gone to Adelaide because he's got friends that are going through some stuff, so he's gone there to be with them. As he gets off the plane in Adelaide, journos are there and asking him, are you coming to interview for the Port job? And he said, no, that would be disrespectful to Ken Hinckley. He's still got a year contract. I messaged him last night to say, hey, I'm coming to town and this is absolutely going to happen. And look what happened. It didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
So that's off the table.
Wonder if he sent the same text message to Ben Rutten when he landed back in Melbourne.
No.
No, because he knew what he was doing.
Well, so there's a growing belief. Would you suggest that there's a growing belief that he will go with the Bombers?
I don't know. The Bombers are going to move heaven and earth to get him, so that may sway him in the end.
I know Sheeds was on 5AA yesterday, and so he's rolling.
He stole your
gear,
content.
Rolling my gear.
Yeah.
Which one?
Saying that if Clarko takes over North, there's a good chance I'll go to Tassie.
Yeah.
I said that yesterday.
It went down really well with the North Melbourne people.
Oh.
North Melbourne board were wrapped with him.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they obviously don't listen to K-Rock. That's fine.
At the moment,
Sheedy says some wild stuff in general, though. You should actually get him off mic. That's when you get the real gold.
I think Sheeds might be just losing it a little
bit. Oh, mate. Aggregate that, guys. All of a sudden, they are listening to K-Rock.
Mm.
Here's what I've heard. Here's the mail.
Oh, hang on.
Here's my Clarko mail. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim. This is a message from a friend of mine. A guy I know.
Amazing.
Knows a guy.
You've got to start it with, this is what I'm hearing.
This is what I'm hearing. A guy I know knows a guy whose son works at a business that Clarko was in recently, right, this week.
As in visiting?
Yeah, he was at the business.
Yep.
This guy's mate's son was there working, right? So my mate's son was working at this place.
Yep.
Yes.
Clarko strolls in,
yep.
Conducts whatever business that business does.
Yep.
Whilst there, someone asks him to sign a footy. Clarko, mate, great to see you. Love your work. Can you sign this? Clarko goes, yeah, no worries. Signs the footy, goes, Alistair Clarkson, and then underneath it writes, go Bombers.
No.
No, it did not. No.
And that is my mail.
Photo of said footy?
Yeah, receipts or it didn't happen.
All right, well, I'll ask for a photo.
Mm.
Yeah,
are you going to get someone in trouble? I'm scared. Let's get the blowback on you.
The only... me?
Do you stand by your sources?
No, absolutely
no.
not. This is literally a mate
not
of mine's
this one.
Mate who has a mate who has a son, right? So it's like 4 degrees of separation or whatever.
Why would he write Go Bombers? And as if that person couldn't upload that and then put it everywhere.
The only thing I can think of is if this person whose ball he was signing is an unabashed Bombers fan and they had a chat about that, then he could be like simple, like he could have been a, you know, a Hawthorn fan. No, it wouldn't be a Hawthorn fan.
And did the said person who got his ball signed then show your friend of a friend of a friend's son?
No, mate, no follow-up questions. I'm reading one text message that I received yesterday.
Well, can I assure you, you've still done a more thorough job researching this than some of the journos out there.
Sign me up at the Age.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Finally, Lingy joins the team.
He's on board.
I held the note a bit longer than you guys. Don't know if you noticed that.
No, we used to do that and then we realised it got annoying, so we stopped. Hey, mate, got to keep you on your toes. Got to keep you on your toes. Mate, once you achieve your goal, I have to then move your goal. So you can say, now you're on board with the singing.
Managerial stuff.
Now I have to, yes. Just getting the best out of my people.
Boss man.
Getting the best out of my peeps.
Mm.
Speaking of which, Beck joins us from the newsroom, one of the best of our peeps. G'day, mate.
Thank you. Hello everyone.
Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too, sir.
Are you extra nice to me today, please?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, do we have a theme for today, and is it skewed to any one of us in particular?
It's not skewed to anyone in this studio. It's skewed towards Canberra.
Oh.
So it's sort of like...
Is it Scott Morrison's church band? The best hits of Hillsong? No,
let's talk Secret and Lies from this week,
shall
we?
Oh, okay.
Nice, Ben.
I thought it might have been like people doing other people's jobs, so like actors singing or something like that.
I went straight to fireworks and porn when you mentioned Canberra. It's the only reason people used to go to Canberra.
Okay, now I've got ideas for the next 2 weeks. Thanks, guys.
I liked it better when you weren't doing the da-da-da-da-da last time. All right, Beck, you are going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs if they're a news bulletin. Lingy, Loggy and I will need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, then the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Damn, you go brain. I was like, I'm Loggy. Loggy.
All right, question number one. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'm done hating myself for feeling. I'm done crying myself away. I've got to leave and start the healing. But when you move like that, I just want to stay. What have I become now? Looking through your phone now. Love to you is just a game.
Yes.
Look what I have done now. Dialing up the numbers on you. I don't want to, my heart to break. Baby, how do you sleep when you lie to me? All that shame and all that danger. I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Baby, how do you sleep when you lie to me? All that fear and all that pressure. Baby, how do you sleep?
Oh, man.
I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Tell me, how do you?
How do I sleep?
My brain can't get there.
I love when I've got no clue whatsoever and watching you two agonise over it. It's fun.
I know the start bit, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think we're all...
We're all out there.
Okay. Sam Smith, how do you sleep?
Yes, I knew it. I should have known it was Sam Smith in the Depresso tone. Alright, okay, alright, well, let's all be better. Question number two for lyrical headlines. Go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. If I could turn the page in time, then I'd rearrange just a day or two. Close my eyes. But I couldn't find a way, so I'll settle for one day to believe in you. Tell me lies. Tell me
what
lies.
All yours, love.
No.
You could be Lingy.
Come on.
No, you got it.
No, you got it, Beck said.
Tell Me Lies, which is by... Am I right?
Not really.
Oh. Sweet Little Lies. Tell me sweet little... I was going to go Eurythmics, but I reckon I'm now doubting
not
myself.
Not quite.
Sorry, go, Log.
Loggy. I'm going to say it's Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that's what I meant.
And it's...
That's what I meant.
It's, yeah. Little Lies, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me lies,
tell me sweet little lies. Jeez, I've never seen Lingy be so aggressive in the studio.
That's and what I meant.
Sure you did. Eurythmics. What?
Oh, good sledge.
No, that's all right.
Nice. Nice to have a bit of the Mac on the radio.
1 point to me, no points to use. Question number three.
Yes. All right, here we go.
I don't like losing.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Now, would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? My friends know what's in store. I won't be here anymore. I've packed my bags. I've cleaned the door. Watch me walking out the door.
Are you going to do it?
Believe me, I'll
Tom.
Make it.
Is it Eurythmics, Would I Lie to You?
Yes. I was here thinking, Lingy's going to get this one. Lingy's going to get this one.
Do you want to just pop off, mate? We've got all we need from you this morning.
Anyone want another coffee? I'll go get another round.
Love another coffee. All right, that means tiebreaker.
I was like, it's Eurythmics. And then you didn't jump in, so I doubted myself. That's why I asked, is it Eurythmics? Okay, tiebreaker. Lingy, you can sit this one out.
I broke my pen, by the way. I'm so angry.
I'm so sorry.
All right, this is the tiebreaker. Question number four, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. We get some rules to follow, that and this, these and those. No one knows. We get these pills to swallow, how they stick in your throat. tastes like gold. Oh, what you do to me, no one knows. And I realize you're mine, indeed a fool am I. And I realize you're mine, indeed a fool am I. I journey through the desert of the mind with no hope. I follow, I drift along the ocean, dead lifeboats in the sun and come undone. Pleasantly caving in, I come undone and I realize you're mine.
Come on,
indeed,
you two.
A fool am I. I'm running out of lyrics. I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. But no one knows the gift that you give me. No one knows.
Can we have a hint?
Yeah.
Well, I just said the
okay, Lockie, no one knows.
Yes.
Bye. The only one I know is Queens of the Stone Age. And
yes!
Say,
oh, my God.
Well done.
I was like, surely it's not going to be Queens of the Stone Age. And it was.
Well done, love.
Thanks,
beautifully
guys.
Handled by you.
Oh, my God. Just, I'm shocked.
Just built the tension up nicely.
Well, I thought, I was like, oh, that's Queens of the Stone Age. And I'm like, well, surely it wouldn't be. But it was.
Yes, so, you know, and the lyric, no one knows. Well, yeah. No one knew about it.
No
so.
One knew.
I love, do you know what I love about this? And this is what's so beautiful about this team. The theme this week, secrets and lies, and we were awful at it because we're not like that. Yeah. We're not like that.
Honest
we're
people.
We
honest
open
people.
And honest.
We are open, honest and beautiful. Thank you, Beck.
Thank you.
We'll say. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. We've been a team now for what, a few months? Maybe
like,
a little
like
bit
like
longer?
You've come and gone over the journey.
Yeah. I've hung with you each Wednesday for a couple of years. Yeah. I've got to the point where I think we've been together a little bit too much. Because, Log, last night, and it was when my alarm went off, I had a dream about the both of you.
Ah! Okay, yeah, cool.
Okay. Now, sometimes you don't want to tell people about this stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The alarm went off and it interrupted my dream about you two.
So this like this morning when you woke up? Yeah.
And I don't often remember dreams. Yeah. I remember it clear as clear.
Okay, before you tell us what was happening, were you disappointed that it had been interrupted?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
Did I look good?
Amazing.
That's how you knew it was
know.
A dream.
Yeah,
no, you're beautiful.
Sledge.
Oh, wow. No. Do you know what we were doing?
What?
We were catching up and hanging out socially.
Oh.
In the dream. We were in some bar. Yeah. Like, it was a cool, like, there was a bit happening. Okay. Nowhere in Geelong. I did not recognise it.
But there are cool bars in Geelong. Yeah. All good people.
All good
bars.
People. Yeah.
This
local.
Place
shop
was
local.
Not somewhere
shop
you recognise.
No, I did, just did not recognise this as a Geelong bar or any bar that I'd been to.
Okay.
I haven't been to all the ones around our beautiful region.
Yeah.
We were hanging. Tommy, Loggie, was spending zero time with us.
Oh.
Was off talking to another person, another redhead, the whole time. A bloke, redhead bloke, the whole time.
Yeah.
And I remember, so this is where I was interrupted in my dream. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not going to end up in the place where both of your dirty minds went to.
No, thank God.
This was, I was getting so angry and frustrated. I'm like, stop. Talking to that redhead, you should be hanging out with us.
I'm your redhead.
And do you think he's me?
Are you confused?
What? Do you know what?
Amazing.
I know what this is.
What?
I know what this is. Back in the day before you hung out with us a lot, Tom used to invite you to events.
Yes, I knew you'd go here.
You would rock up. And then I'd say, have you spoken to Lingy? You're like, no. I'm like, well, he's just speaking to punters. The punters have just come over and they're absolutely grabbing your ear. And you've invited him, like K-Rock's 30th birthday, which was a huge event. You invited Lingy. Lingy's like, oh, I'd love to come, Tom. Thank you so much for my personal invite. You didn't speak to him all night.
And that is obviously... back and making sure he's all right. Yeah, blink if you need help.
That is obviously so far down.
Yeah. The torture of that has come out. And I was getting... And you and I... I think we were sort of hanging, having fun together, but I couldn't move on from the fact. But yeah, but look at Tom.
So distracted.
Look, he's talking to another redhead over there. Come and hang with us, Tommy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you know what?
Is bad.
I love about this whole thing is that you've told us about your dream, but we've given you the respect to actually tell it yourself rather than, you know, have someone else just drop it on us. Oh, Lingy dreamt about you last night and then give no context whatsoever. I'm not using any sort of
other. Someone's holding onto a little grudge.
Any sort of specific...
When you had a dream about wonderful Marley who makes the coffees for us.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, I didn't know where that was going. Yeah. And then we went into the coffee shop and
then you straight away, you're like, don't matter, dream of you last night.
And I said, don't worry, Marley, I'll send you the audio.
And did you?
And I never did.
So she thinks I'm this massive creep and I'm really just a sad old...
Yeah, so if Marley thinks creep. You're a creep, I think you're a jerk because you wouldn't hang out with Loggy and I.
Dream Tom is the worst.
Yeah, Jack Carlia does. She wakes up sometimes, she gets angry at Dream Tom. I'm like, I wasn't... What? Yeah.
Dream Tom, jerk.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
You revealed something to us off air in the last few days and I thought, wow, I found it astounding.
Mm. Astonishing.
Astonishing, yes. I'll let you know. Well, I thought, I just assume people remember when I got absolutely smashed on the footy field. Not that I should, because it was a long, long time ago. I copped an elbow. I still have screws and metal plates right through my right side of my face. My eye socket,
it's insane
my
to me,
cheekbone.
Isn't it? You cannot tell. You
I'm can't sort tell. Of like the Terminator, it's fair to say.
Yeah. One of them.
No, but I do have, sort of about 3, 4, 5 screws running down the side of my face. Then it's sort of screwing.
Can you feel it?
In. Yeah, really clearly.
So if I punch you in the face, that would hit a plate. Not that I'm going to.
Well, they told me after it that technically it's even probably a little bit stronger now than the left side of my face.
Wow. Okay.
They did say after my career, if I ever wanted to, they could do a big operation and remove everything. But the bone sort of grows over and into the screws and the metal plate. And they said unless it's causing pain, just leave it in there and you can... Just have metal in your face for the rest of your life.
It's so weird that, you know, when you leave maybe like a metal screw outside and it goes rusty or does stuff. And that's why I always think when people have got screws in their body, I'm like, how is that not? How is it there? I don't understand.
It needed. So I got an elbow from Dean Solomon.
Yeah.
And it was a compressed fracture of the cheekbone. So my whole cheekbone was caved in.
Wow.
And the really cool story, like kids in the car, hopefully, this will be great. This is a good learning experience for them. Don't play football. the doctor from the club said he scrubbed in on the surgery
to make sure everything was
Went all right. Yeah. And as it turned out, he was in on it when the surgeon like had his knee on my chest and was like wrenching upwards, trying to pop my cheekbone back out.
No.
And it was it explodes and eventually it kind of goes boop and comes back out to normal and then they screw it up and plate it up. That explains why when I woke up from the surgery a bit groggy that I had a really sore sternum.
Clingy.
Which I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Why my sternum was sore when my eye socket was the one that had been broken.
You're thinking they've gone into your cheek through your chest.
Yeah. As it turns out, it was just the surgeon's knee on my chest.
Oh, my God.
To get some leverage.
Whatever you have to do, the surgeons know.
Oh, my God. So did they give you any options in terms of, like, what you have in there? Can you get, like, a little compartment for treats? Or is there sort of, could you have your Mikey attached to that?
Oh,
or
like a little, maybe that's how they snuck in, like, one of those little computer chips to track me everywhere.
So. No, that was the vaccine.
True.
Normally when people have screws in their body, they've got a great story behind it, as that was, Slingy. Yeah. So thanks for providing that. But I'd love to see if anyone else does. Have you been screwed?
Yeah.
Do you have a screw in you?
Yeah. Do you still have screws in your body or metal plates or any of that gear? What happened? And do you still have them in?
Tell us when you do call up. Do you beep when you go through the metal detector?
Yes.
I don't.
You
I
don't? No. Okay. Because you got the good metal.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.